Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Are they the smartest show in the Bay Area?
You guys are an intellectual feast for the smart sports fan in the Bay Area.
Wow.
You're pretty much the smartest guy on the radio.
I agree.
Good Lord, how big is your ego?
Are they the funniest show in the Bay Area?
Give it a laugh. Come on. You're a funny guy. Come on. Give me a laugh.
You are funny, dude.
Hit that S again.
Are they the coolest show in the Bay Area?
And no white boys. They're cool.
That's what people are saying.
You guys are phenomenal.
This is one of the most perfect ways that I could end my day, getting the chance to talk to Mr. Mark and Dan, you know?
We'll let you be the judge.
Oh.
All I know is it's a couple of Bay Area boys talking sports.
I know nothing.
Thanks.
It's Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is that day. What's up, Hump Day? What's up, Greg Cosell Day? Let's do the damn thing.
Let's go, brother.
Okay, so Greg Cosell in exactly 1 hour. Lots of you today, 888-957-9570, at least we hope. And it is also Summit Eve. Allow us on the Willie and Dibby Show to take you all the way up to what is one of the most special days that we get, maybe a couple at most per year. And don't listen to Steiny. He loves them. He loves them. Tomorrow's like Christmas for him. He gets to see us multiple times, once on a laptop, then in person. He gets to do multiple shows. He gets to go all the way to dinner time. It's fantastic. And above all, we get to see a lot of you. So I actually want to start the show today by sending out what essentially we've been doing here for weeks, but I want to really send it out in an official invitation sort of a way. I know that it's difficult on a weekday to get to certain spots in the Bay, depending on where you live. But if it is in any way within the realm of possibility, my goodness, we would love to see you in person in Pleasant Hill at Jack's Restaurant and Bar tomorrow. We'll be there from 2 to 6, our show 2 to 4, and then the whole summit with all the gang from 4 to 6. We promise you, A, some special surprises, some prizes to give away. Steve Kerr will be on the show prior to the summit, and we're going to have a way that we're going to sort of inject that into the summit. So it's going to be a hell of a day. It also leads into Thursday Night Football, which will be on the screens there at Jackson. So Thursday's the best day of the week, and tomorrow's going to be no exception.
Tomorrow will be a special Thursday because of that thing that you're talking about, the summit. And, you know, there's so much to talk about already with the Warriors, and they're sitting at 5-3, and tomorrow they'll either be 6-3 or they'll be 5-4. And I do think that 6-3 versus 5-4 will feel very, very different tomorrow. If you go to Sacramento without Steph, and we don't know who else will sit tonight, we're kind of waiting for the official news, but you might not have Jimmy. You might not have Draymond. You might just have what you mostly put out last night, which is the B and the C team. And if you do and you lose, well, we'll feel different. And if you go out there with that, the B and the C team, and you go out and you win, you'll also feel different. So stay tuned for, you know, what the Summit tone might be tomorrow.
Well, good opportunity for us right away to give you our Engaging Dumb Nation Twitter poll. So before every game, we invite you to vote in the Engaging Dumb Nation poll on 95.7 The Game's Twitter page. It's brought to you by Shane Coe, your friend and jeweler, where you'll find the Bay Area's best selection of unique engagement rings and their unmatched free lifetime warranty. Visit ShaneCoe.com today. All right, here it is. The Warriors won last night versus the Suns. Now they're in Sacramento tonight. Steph Curry is out. He was ill. He needs a break. So, simple question. We don't know about Jimmy and Draymond, as Dib said, but do you still expect the Warriors to win against the Kings tonight without Curry? Yes? No? Those are your options. So vote now on 95.7 The Game's Twitter page. We'll read the results a little bit later. We'll discuss them throughout the show as well. This is a little bit of a broader take, if you will, that I want to start the show with today. It's not just about Steph. And I will freely acknowledge, because I know Steve Kerr will talk about this for sure on our show tomorrow, the Warriors do not sound terribly pleased with the way the schedule has set up to start the year. And some people will say that's wimpy, weak talk. Others will acknowledge it. I do believe that I heard something earlier on the air today, something along the lines of between the beginning of the year and the end of November, the Warriors have at least, I think, two more back-to-backs than anybody else in the league. So it is a little bit excessive at the beginning. But then again, I think every team's schedule has spots in it where they're kind of like, oh, that's unfortunate. That's not a whole lot of fun, or not the way that we want to do it. So everybody's got to go through it, and the Warriors are getting their turn right away. Put that aside for a second. Even if that's the case, I still think this. We are only 8 games into this season, and we are already having illnesses, back injuries, load management, and overall discussion about the way the Warriors are handling this schedule and this season. We're 8 games in. There are 74 more of these. Okay? And we're already having this discussion. So I know some people think, yeah, they're too old. Others think, hey, there's a way to manage this. This is kind of the way I look at it. The Warriors, as Steve Kerr said last night, are going to continually make what he'll call the right decision. I don't think the Warriors have the energy for a top 4 seed. I think that's what I'm seeing. I think that their strategy is to say, similar to what we saw in the playoffs last year, we're totally confident that we can win playoff series even if we have to start on the road, even if we have to play all of them on the road, because of the lineup that we'll have, the experience, the Hall of Fame credentials, all of that. And so I kind of agree with them, but you're watching them attack these games right out of the gate in such a way that tells me I think a top 4 seed is going to be pretty hard to acquire in the Western Conference if you go about playing it this way. Not saying it's wrong, it's what I see. It's what I see. I think the Warriors probably don't have the youth and the energy to really go for a top 4 seed this year.
And that shouldn't be the goal anyway. The goal is the top 6. The goal is to avoid the play-in. And if you, like you said, you know, last year you were the 7 and you got through the play-in, and then you went and you took on the 2 and you beat the 2. And then you probably would have beaten the 6 who beat the 3. If you had Steph Curry, you might have beaten the 6, and then now you're in the Western Conference Finals and whatever. Oklahoma City was probably better than you. Who knows? You could have pulled off an upset. We will never know because Steph Curry got hurt. But for me, it's not about getting the 1 seed. Those days are over. Like OKC last year, they won 67 games, and they might win 82 this year, by the way. They're 8-0. And OKC, they are so young that they don't even have to worry about whether or not they need to, like, we need to ease our way into it. It's a long year. Yeah, last year was a long year, too, and you ended up winning 83 games, 67 in the regular, 16 in the playoffs, and you won the whole damn thing. So if you're an older team, you're not looking at the 1 seed. You're not looking at a top 4 seed to get that home court advantage in the first round. You're just looking at the 6. And I think all of this is all under the umbrella of let's get out of the play-in game. Let's just get to where we can be a top 6.
I don't disagree with you, but I do think that it might sound kind of frustrating or not feel good to fans because there is a lot of optimism surrounding the start of this season, even with what happened on the road last week. I mean, you and Grandy have been kind of poking at each other back and forth over the last week about the whole over under 48.5 wins.
Well, he said it was easy money.
He thinks it's easy money. Maybe you don't.
No.
I don't know if I'd call it easy money. I think it's a healthy bet. But at the same time, if you feel like that the Warriors are a 50-win team this year, then I think in theory you're going into it going, this should, like, the play-in tournament should not even be a thought in their mind. And I think most people I talk to do think that the Warriors have the capability of being one of the best four teams in the West. And I sort of look at it after just watching this 8-game start, and I go, yeah, I think the Warriors think they can be one of the four best teams in the West. I don't know if they think they can be one of the top four ranked teams in the West. In other words, chasing that is a bad decision for this particular team because they need to sort of find that balance between not chasing, right? You don't want to be playing catch up like they had to last year. So you want to stay ahead of the curve, but at the same time, while staying ahead of the curve, you've got to provide as much rest as possible. Their number one free agent signing this year walked into the building and already eliminated about 20 games from his schedule before the season even started.
Right.
That's it. Al Horford, no back-to-backs. Okay. So that is a prickly and tricky thing to do, I think, to sit here and be like, we believe we're a championship contender, but we have to energetically go about this in a way that is going to eliminate some of our potential advantages in the playoffs right off the bat.
But if you look at the schedule, they don't have the most back-to-backs in the league. They're tied for the second most, and you look at their schedule, and it's very front-heavy, but if you get to January, it gets a lot easier. And yep. I think that there's about a five-week period where you don't leave the time zone, and there's a lot of those games where you don't even leave the state. So right now, you look at the front of the schedule, and it's brutal. And you've got a six-game trip coming up. You've got San Antonio back-to-back. You've got OKC on that trip as well. You've got an Orlando-Miami back-to-back. The beginning of your schedule is very, very difficult. So it's not as easy as, like, last year. You built up a 12-4 record and you thought, all right, we banked some wins, and then you gave it all away. This year, for me, it's about survival in the opening 20, and then you get a chance to take a little bit of a breath. It's more home heavy. It's less East Coast heavy on a big time road trip. So it's kind of a odd thing where you want to load manage throughout the course of the year, but at the same time, you don't want to give away games. Like tonight, if you don't have Jimmy and Draymond and Steph, that might be a game that you just give away.
Well, I mean, to the poll question, I don't think that even if those guys are out, I don't think it means the Warriors automatically lose the basketball game.
No.
You know what I mean? I they've got other NBA players. They've got people who can put the ball in the hoop. And maybe it's an opportunity for Jonathan Kuminga that, you know, we've talked about this offseason. The nights when Steph wouldn't play, does he sort of take more of a lead offensive role? We'll see. Don't know about Jimmy and Draymond yet. However, I think you're right from the standpoint that, like, okay, take a look at Friday night. On paper, the Warriors lose that game. On paper, you go to Denver, NBA Cup, all of the travel early in the season.
Ooh, the adrenaline of the cup.
The altitude and the Steph coming off of illness, the Jimmy Butler in the back. On paper, you lose that game. So it's like you're almost making trades with the schedule.
Right.
All right, Friday. I don't like Friday, but we got Phoenix and Sacramento earlier in the week, so remember what Steve said, win the week. Well, then popular thought would be if you want to win the week with those early games, then you don't sit out your best players in Sacramento, back-to-back or not.
But you can't afford to like play with that if Steph is not feeling well, and it's clear that he's not, and Jimmy's got a back that kept him out of the second half, and Draymond is always like 7 ice packs away from, you know, just shutting it down. So when you have an older team, you don't necessarily get to pick and choose when you rest, because if Steph is sick, and it's clear that he is, he's not playing. Jimmy, we don't know. Draymond, I mean, with that body, you just never know. So you don't have the ability to be like, all right, we're going to sit Sacramento, but you know what? We're going to be ready to go for Denver.
I agree with you, but I wonder how y'all feel about the fact that we're having this conversation already. We're 8 games in.
I'm not surprised.
Okay, but how about y'all, Warrior fans? Are you comfortable with how the Warriors strategically are going about this? Sure, the Steph thing is different. He's sick. But are you comfortable with this? We're only 8 games in. 888-957-9570, the number. As we told you, the summit is tomorrow. Jack's Restaurant and Bar, Pleasant Hill. All of us together discussing the Warriors season. By then, 9 games in. Me and Dibs, 2-4. Everybody from 4-6 at Jack's Restaurant and Bar, which is awesome. We'll have great prizes, special guests, drink specials at Jack's. Your chance to meet all of us, our chance to do that with you. Jack's Restaurant and Bar in Pleasant Hill tomorrow. We will see you there. Consider yourself invited. We are sponsored also by the California Office of Traffic Safety and Caltrans. Your calls now. How comfortable are you that the Warriors are already in this conversation 8 games in? 888-957-9570. It's Willard and Dibs.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign. No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Waits now. Off a pick by Post. Over to Post. Post will shoot again. It's on the way. Back-to-back triples for Quinton Post. And it's 8-5. Warriors have scored the last 8.
Dub Nation, this is Quinton Post. You're listening to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios.
Not a bad Quentin. He was pretty good last night.
Yeah.
Boy, we had a Bay Area sports night last night.
You did?
We did. Lovely Christy and I ended up catching pretty much quarters 2 and 3 over there at Chase Center. Which meant there was...
Were you in L.A.?
What's that?
You come in for the second and you leave before the fourth?
Yeah, kind of.
Little L.A.
Well, so like the whole thing...
And I knew it was circumstantial,
It was circumstantial evidence.
That feels very Dodgery.
Oh, yeah. No, it was not the way I would normally take in
Go
a game.
Dodgers. That's not me.
We didn't even plan to take in the game. It was opportunistic. Let's put it that way. Because we went down to do the preview night for the ballpark back nine thing, which, by the way, y'all should know about. It starts today, goes through the weekend. I would encourage everybody to go over there. If you don't know what I'm talking about, it's when they turn Oracle Park into basically a golf event where, you know, you got food, you got drinks, you got people hanging out, and you go to 9 different spots around the ballpark, and they got little platforms set up there. and you shoot golf shots at different spots on the field, including they put a pool over there at second base so that you could do your own little splash hit. Because you can't hit the ball over the right field fence because you can get arrested if you do that because you could kill somebody.
Yep.
But there is this little pool there at second base, and so we went over there to do that, but there was a little lag time between when we went over there and when we were going to start. And as you know, John Bloom, my best friend, is the voice of the Sun. Yep. So we're like, yeah, let's go check out the game for a little bit. So we went Oracle and then Chase and then back to Oracle. And we didn't get home until almost midnight last night.
Yeah, it's a late one.
Freaking Tuesday night, dude. But everybody should go check this out this week. You going to go check this out?
I think I might,
Go check it out.
Yeah.
You'll love it.
Yeah.
You'll love it.
I saw your, for some reason, you got unmuted on Instagram.
Oh, that's too bad for you.
But it's temporary. But you showed up across my bar in the stories, and I was like, oh, yeah. And so I hit it, and it was like, oh, boy. Oh, God. Okay.
Hey, we've got we've got some videos from last night that are just for you. We didn't even put them on the internet yet.
Yeah, you better hurry because you're running out of time.
What do you mean?
Like, you're going to be back into the shadows here.
Oh, no.
Game of Shadows.
No. I'm not posting them online for you. I'm just going to send them directly to you.
Oh, perfect. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, we made them just for you.
It's exciting.
Our buddy Dan.
I'm sure there's canoodling, there's hand-holding, there's a smoocheroo in there as well.
No, there's none of that, but there's coordinated movements.
Sure.
It's like a flash mob.
Okay. That's even worse.
In the Giants dugout.
No doubt.
Yeah. But anyway, y'all should go, I can't believe, have you done it before?
Never.
No. And neither is Steiny. You guys, like, it is so up your alley.
Yeah.
It's golf silliness and booze. What are you doing?
Those are three of my favorite things.
What?
Suddenly now we're in the Sound of Music.
What are you doing?
These are a few of my favorite things.
Exactly. Like what? What are you doing? So anyway, it's today through Sunday.
That's it?
That's it. Just go, yeah. Go.
I thought it was longer than that.
No, you can go, yeah. It's all week.
Okay.
So you got to go get a spot.
Yep.
Go get a spot.
I'm going to have to get in there, yeah.
Start up in the Gotham Club there in right center field. Get food, beverages.
Yep.
Popcorn.
T-shots.
Yeah. All
I saw
stuff.
your golf shot, and then I saw the lovely Christy, who golf swing better than yours. I mean, she hit it closer, the one I saw.
Those two completely different holes.
Yeah.
There's two completely different holes.
I mean, she...
I almost dunked it, too, but we didn't. Anyway, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a short shot.
I can give her praise here.
A short shot.
You don't
it's
have to
all
feel threatened.
No,
by
she's...
It.
I told you this last week. She can hit the ball. She can hit the ball. She doesn't think she can hit the ball. She can hit the ball. She's an athlete.
Yep.
But anyway, y'all should go check it out. It's a ton of fun.
All right.
But anyway, the reason...
The mute must have worn off.
What's that?
The mute must have worn off because now you're everywhere again.
Well, that's... I have that effect on people.
Yeah.
But anyway, point is when we popped into Chase Center, I immediately was like, is everybody okay in here? What is going on? Why is it look like this? In other words, why is Steve Kerr playing it this way?
Interesting.
It's the second quarter. And so I guess that's why I came out of there. I get it. They were up by a bunch of points. I didn't know at that point. I was unaware that Steph was so sick. We realized that Jimmy Butler was questionable, then was announced in, but then didn't go into the game again. So I assumed he had been ruled out, and he had. So I understood all those aspects of it and that maybe the Warriors didn't feel very threatened last night. But it's just, it lands with everybody, I think, a certain way where you're like, we knew this was coming, but 8 games in where it's the second quarter and you got a lineup of TJD, Pat Spencer, Quentin Post, and you know, whoever else is running around out there in the second quarter of a basketball game. A little jarring.
Jarring, but I don't think that this was necessarily that. I do think that this was not really a load management thing. It was, you know, Jimmy Butler had a back, and I'm looking here, he played 5 minutes in the second quarter, and that was it. And Steph Curry was fighting an illness, and so he played as much as he had to play. You would have liked to play him less, but Draymond Green, he always is suffering through a number of different ailments, and that's from game one through game 82. Draymond's going to play through it, but you watch him on the bench, and it's towel on the head, sweatshirt on, ice from pretty much hip to ankle, and he may have some on his back as well. If you ever watch Draymond go into the game, he stands up And the amount of layers that he peels is dramatic. It's almost like a it's like a strip tease, but in the hurry up offense.
I like,
you
know, that.
He's not gonna like wait for the song and give you 4 minutes and really tease you with it. He stands up and it's rah, 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 rah. All right, I'm ready. Ice off, towel off, sweatshirt off. Yeah, I'm ready to play. So last night to me was not a classic load management situation. Now tonight might be different, but yeah, you're going to get probably 15 to 20 of those games all year.
Not classic load management, but again, here's Steve Kerr last night. Listen to what he said about how he felt 3 days ago.
Yeah, I could tell on the road trip that all three of those guys looked tired. I mentioned it's very unusual schedule to start the year. You know, none of them had missed a game, and I think they just ran into a little bit of a wall, and obviously Steph came down with the illness. So we'll get through it, and we'll be fine, but it's just a really tough part of the schedule, and you know, we'll do the smart thing.
I'm not dismissing anything he's saying, but if you had asked me, and again, I didn't look at the schedule and start thinking about, okay, so when do they get on a plane? And then, but if you had told me that it would kind of sound like this 8 games in, and quite frankly, when he said this, he's referring to when they were only 6 and 7 games in. He's saying that they looked at him on the road trip, and he's like, these dudes are wiped. That was game 6 and 7. I did not think we would be having this conversation this quickly. That's all.
I'm not surprised that we are, because if you look at their schedule, it has been pretty rough, and they've played 8 games. Denver, for example, has only played 6. And when you go to Denver, I guess that'd be Friday, Denver will be playing the 3rd of 4 games at home. So they're going to be all mile high acclimated. They're going to be chilling, and the Warriors are going to have played last night, tonight, and then tomorrow they'll fly to Denver. And all right, you've got a rested Nuggets team that is probably a little bit more motivated than they normally would be, because you beat them last time. So if you want to talk about scheduled losses, that game on Friday is a scheduled loss. Denver lost to you the first time. Denver will have been back home at altitude since Sunday. And they had Sacramento Monday. They beat them. They've got Miami tonight. And then they've got the Warriors on Friday. Then they've got Indiana Saturday. So Denver, having been able to spend a week back at home in the altitude, and you're already dragging your toes, that's going to be a tough one for the Warriors on Friday.
I mean, for sure it will. In general, I think a trip to Denver is just a scheduled loss whenever it comes. It's a really good team and a really hard place to play.
It depends, though, I think, on the sequence of games before. And in this case, the sequence has been very rough. And the Warriors will go in there having played last night and tonight. And tomorrow, there'll be no practice. It'll be sleep in. They're going to take a bus ride back. They'll get back here at about 1 a.m. And, yeah, go ahead and sleep and get up at about 11. We'll fly to Denver. And lots of luck, guys.
Yeah. No, it's going to be very – again, I'm not dismissing anything they're saying. I guess in the end, what in a way, it bums me out. And I don't mean it bums me out in terms of, like, the Warriors' outlook on the season. My outlook on their season remains very, very high. But you and I know this. We host a sports radio show. We're talking to NBA fans every day. And I can't tell you how many times we get this message. It's already come in multiple times on the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line today. And it has little differences to it, but here's basically the gist of it. 925 just sent in. Dude, it's the NBA. These guys don't care. They don't care about the regular season. They're cashing checks and chilling until they possibly make the playoffs. And that texter is speaking for thousands upon thousands upon thousands and potentially millions of NBA fans. I know a lot of people feel that way. I know that the NBA doesn't. I don't think that the players, by and large, quote, don't care, and that they're chilling and cashing checks. Steve Kerr's answer to us last week when we asked him about load management, I thought was a pretty good one. It at minimum will make you think about some of the things that have led to load management. But the bummer is that the Warriors this year are going to be one of the teams that triggers that thought from a healthy portion of NBA fans. they don't care, or they're too old, or this is silly, and have the conversations about who bought what and how far they traveled to see X, Y, and Z play, and now they can't see them play. The Warriors are going to be one of the teams that are at the center of this conversation, especially if we've arrived here already after 6, 7, 8 games.
It's because they're an older team, and you've got players who've been through it, and they also have a greater understanding about what it takes to win a championship. And what it takes is be healthy in April, be in the mix in April, be healthy as you can be, and then go out there and ramp it up. And it's not so much that they don't care, quote-unquote, but play the cut from Steve Kerr again. And Steve Kerr said it on our show last week. Steve said, yeah, it should be 72 games.
Right. So this is exactly what he said about the NBA schedule, and then listen to what he says afterwards to kind of build his point.
I'd shorten the season, but we've got 82 games going still at a time where the athletes are running faster and further than ever before. It's the same in every sport. You know, the NFL guys are bigger, stronger, getting hit harder, playing in more space. You know, you look at tennis. I mean, watch it, a Borg-McEnroe match from the 80s, and tell me they're playing the same sport. The athletes are covering so much more ground in the NBA, guarding the three-point line, playing faster than we did, you know, 25 years ago. And I don't think it's a coincidence that you're seeing all these hamstring injuries. There's like 10 hamstring pulls early in the season, all the Achilles injuries last year. I think we have to account for that, but I just don't think we're going to because of the economics involved. I don't think anybody wants to give up games because that means giving up revenue. But if we're serious about player health and performance and getting the best results and putting the best product on the floor, we would shorten the season to 72 games.
Okay, and when before someone goes, well, wait a minute, like it was fine before, Steve had, and you can deny this point if you want. You can accept it. That's
well, I made the point to but, Steve.
Yeah, he what he brought up was, and you brought up too, was the coverage of the court. It's so much, yep. You have so much more space to cover, and the speed of the game being so much faster than it used to be. And that's what he meant when he said, you watch a game in the 80s and watch a game now and tell me it's the same game. And it does look different. And I don't know. I mean, I look at this and I know what the popular answer is. People are just like, yeah, too much money. They don't care. They're just chilling. They're cashing checks. You don't all think that, do you? You don't think that. Like this load management thing, it didn't come from space.
It came from Popovich.
It did not come from we don't care. We don't actually want to play. I still believe that there's a little kid in 99% of the bodies that are out there playing in the NBA. They pinch themselves. They can't believe that this is what they get to do for a living.
But they also have people who are scientists who say, yeah, based on our science, you need to take a day off. And forget Steph Curry with a little illness or Jimmy Butler with a bad back or whatever. You're going to have the medical team come to players and say, yeah, you've been overexerting. You need to shut it down. I have a watch that I wear to bed every night. And when I wake up, it gives me an energy score based on how I slept and how much I exerted the day before.
Oh, how you doing today?
Today's been a good day.
Okay, good.
I mean, I'm in the 80s, but sometimes it's like, yeah, you're rested, you're ready to go. And other days it's like, no, you worked too hard yesterday. You didn't sleep great. Today's a day where you kind of need to shut it down. And it's not the same high tech, highfalutin stuff that the Warriors have, but these measurements now are a lot better at determining where you are in your body and your load and your exertion and all the rest of it. And if you look at the Warriors over the next, starting tonight, they've got 15 days. They play 9 games in 8 different cities. And I'm not saying this, oh boy, woe is them. You have to fly charter and you have to play basketball for 34 minutes. But if you look at what they're facing, they've got 2 more back-to-backs. They've got to stay and play in San Antonio. They go Orlando and Miami. It's a 6-game road trip. And after the Sacramento game tonight, you go to Denver. You fly back home for 1 game, and then you fly to OKC for a 6-game road trip. So the schedule right now, early on, it's not good for the Warriors. It's kind of brutal.
Should the Warriors be upset about this?
I mean, you could be upset.
I'm just asking the question here. I know, like, usually people are like, come on. And I believe every NBA schedule has its spots.
Yep.
That are tough. And then every NBA schedule has its spots that are favorable. It just so happens that the Warriors one comes right out of the gate. I don't believe in creating advantages because a team is good or on TV a lot or one of the flagship franchises or whatever. I was privy to an interesting conversation the other night when we went over there to watch Monday Night Football at Sam's Tavern. There were some of the Suns broadcast crew was over there, and they felt like for a number of years.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Since Chris Paul has left, that the Suns' schedule was just like a big kind of a bleep you. Like, we don't care about you. But that when Chris Paul was still on the team, as the head of the players' union, they used to get a lot of breaks in the schedule. I cannot confirm or deny, but they all, to a man, agreed. They're like, no, that was a thing.
Interesting.
No question about it. So I have no clue. This is one thing I know nothing. I know nothing about how a schedule comes together.
I don't know that either in the NBA. And I do know that last year we talked a lot about the 49ers and their rest differential. And they had one of the worst rest differentials in the history of football. And as you looked at it, they played five teams coming off a bye. They had to go to Green Bay off a bye. They had to go to Buffalo off a bye. These are things in football that are like easy to point out. They're dramatic and they are real things. And then you look at the NBA, and if you look at any part of any team's schedule, there are spots where you kind of get screwed, and then there are spots right. When you kind of catch a break. And I'm just looking at Denver because they lead the association this year in back-to-backs. They've got four in November, and then as you get deeper into their schedule, they've got home to Utah, at Dallas, back-to-back in December. They've got at Brooklyn, at Philly, back-to-back. They've got at New Orleans, at Dallas, back-to-back. Then they come home, Washington and Charlotte back-to-back. They've got 16 back-to-back. So if you want to look at the Denver schedule in, I don't know, late December through January, their schedule is brutal. They've got a bunch of road back-to-backs.
Yeah.
They've got a couple of home road back-to-backs. And so I do think that if you think about the Warriors and you get the Warriors schedule into January, and I mentioned this before, you've got 1, 2, 3, four, five, six. You have 8 home games in a row in January. That's a time where you can just, you know, you can kind of lay back a little bit. And in that stretch, you have only one back-to-back, and it's at home. So the schedule giveth and the schedule taketh away.
There's no question about it. I'm actually looking at that now. You want a fun little fun fact here?
For the Warriors?
Yeah, the Warriors are on the road on New Year's Eve. They will spend it in Charlotte. I bet Steph is stoked.
Sure. I mean, what other Warrior would be stoked? If you want to rank NBA cities where you'd like to be for New Year's, that might be 30th.
I've never been to Charlotte.
Me either, but...
Oh, so how do you know?
If honestly...
Maybe it's amazing.
I've been to probably half of the NBA cities, okay. And of all the cities I've been to, I would put them ahead of Charlotte.
Okay, I mean, I've never been there before. I would judge a city if I've never been there, but it doesn't matter. That wasn't even my point.
I know.
So they're on the road on New Year's Eve in Charlotte. After that game, they have one road game between New Year's Eve and January 22nd, when they'll be in Dallas. They have one road game, and guess where it is? Los Angeles.
Yep.
They will be in California and largely in their own beds consecutively from New Year's Eve to January 22nd.
11 games.
That's a big stretch.
10 at home, 1 in L.A. So, yeah, we can all look at this part of the schedule and say, oh, man, it sucks. And, Steve, you're right. It's brutal. It's a gauntlet. Da-da-da. But let's also remember when things actually kind of get a little easier.
Yeah. No, I'm not. I have no complaints.
11 games in 3 weeks and 10 are home and the other one's in California?
I have no complaints because I just don't think that that's the way it all works. You know what I mean? Like I said, if the Warriors are going through a tough stretch right now, okay, fine. Everybody else will get their tough stretch later. I think every schedule has tough stretches. You know, the Lakers and Clippers for years, the Clippers don't play there anymore, but the Lakers and Clippers for years had to go on a 3-week road trip every February because the Grammys were coming. And the Grammys were inside their arena. And they literally had to leave for 3 weeks and play nothing but road games. Okay? And it was hard. But so I think that that's true with every single schedule.
And San Antonio always has had to do that with the rodeo down there in the Alamo Dome. Yeah. I'll check their schedules because they always would have that 10-game road trip because, you know, you got to get the cows in now.
I do wonder, though, on November 19th, after the end of that 6-game road trip, like, what's the Warrior record going to be? And how are all you fans going to feel about it? You know, do you want to give them that grace and that space, if you will, because of what the schedule looks like? Or I bet a lot of sports fans are like, yeah, tough it out, Cookie. That's the way it works. Well, here we are, and the entire Big Three might be sitting out tonight. Warrior Wednesday brought to you by Freedman's Appliance. Come see their full selection of in-stock luxury appliances and live working vignettes. Visit Freedman's Appliance in Pleasant Hill today. Also brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. Greg Cosell in 20 minutes. More of your Warrior phone calls coming up next. 888-957-9570, Willard and Dibbs.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.